Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just how bad did Britain's Labour Party lose yesterday's elections? Well, you have to go back all the way to World War II to find the last time UK's Liberals saw such a drubbing at the polls. And so the path is now clear for Boris Johnson and his Conservative Tories to remove Great Britain from the European Union. Tim Marshall is founder of the whatandthewhy.com news platform out of London. Before that, he was foreign affairs editor for Sky News. So, Tim, the Tories just dominated yesterday.
Yep, biggest wins in stature. And for context, in the American context, it's one of those Reagan-Mondale moments.
Well, but here's the thing that I guess I don't totally understand. I was under the impression that the latest polling indicated by maybe a thin majority that most people in the UK now are against Brexit, yet Boris Johnson wins by a very commanding number of votes, who is pro-Brexit. So there seems to be some disconnect.
There is and there isn't. You're right, the stats are around about 50-50, which would have led to a hung parliament. But the key difference is that the guy running the Labour Party is considered inept for a whole bunch of reasons, and their stance on Brexit just did not chime, because although there's even a lot of Brexit opponents who just think, can we just get on with it? We're sick of it after 3 years. And so when you put the fact that the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, really is not a vote winner, their stance on it, exhaustion in the country, a vibrant Boris Johnson, and everyone just thought, enough people just thought, no, let's just get on with this.
So, I mean, it's really hard to go to people after 3 years and go, you know what, we're going to just negotiate a little bit more and we'll get it done this time, instead of just, as Boris Johnson was saying, we're going to do it officially, it's going to happen, and people are just like, okay, let's get this over with.
And that was the key thing, because there was all sorts of different slogans that different parties had in manifestos, and all Boris Johnson did every single day, every single hour, every single interview was at some point, several times, say the words, get Brexit done. And that is the slogan that cut through. And that's the slogan that, with the complete ineptness of the Labour leader, has pushed him to this 80-seat majority, which, as you say, we haven't seen for more than 30 years.
Okay, but as you know, I'm sure politicians often say one thing and do another. So will Brexit now be done? And if so, when? And what does that mean?
Yes, it will be. Probably. The United Kingdom will be out of the European Union by the 31st of January next year. It's going to be that quick. This guy is, do you have the battery Duracell over there? The advert is a bunny rabbit that never runs out of juice.
Yes.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Well, so the ever-writing bunny rabbit, right?
Yeah. Energizer,
Johnson,
I think.
Johnson is a Duracell bunny rabbit with big floppy blonde hair, okay? He never stops moving. It's perpetual motion, and he's already hinting that he's going to bring all the MPs back straight away. They're going to have to work over a weekend in the run-up to Christmas to get the technicalities through Parliament in order to get Brexit done by the 31st. But the second part, of course, is where it gets more complicated. Yes, we are officially out of the European Union, but then starts a year-long negotiation of the new trade deals. So in that sense, it will drag on. But already there's a sense that the dam has broken. The 3-year-long campaign to have a second referendum is over. It's finished. The realization in the country that we are leaving is now there. And crucially, things like the pound has bounced against the dollar and against the euro. And ordinary small businesses, at last, after 3 years, the small businesses all over the country and the big businesses are saying, right, we now know, we can now plan, this is what we will be able to do and not do. Whereas for 3 years, they've been wondering, asking, what the hell do we do? So there is a sense that the dam has broken.
Okay, but isn't there also a demographic split in the U.K.? Older folks were more pro-Brexit, younger, and I know I'm painting with a broad brush, but younger folks were more against it. So is there kind of great dismay this morning or this evening in London and in the rest of the U.K. on the part of young people, and older people are ecstatic?
In London, I mean, look, your broad brush strokes are correct, and especially in London, because London is more Remain than the rest of the country. But that's part of the problem. The media and political elite are all based here, and they don't have a really good sense of what's going on in the country. And so although the smart money was on the Conservative Party winning this election, maybe by 20, they didn't know what was going on. It's the same as the Brexit vote. They didn't know what was going on out in the country. So your broad brush strokes are correct. But there's been a bit of a shift. There are significant numbers of young people that are happy to have Brexit that have voted Tories, even though the split is the younger you are, the more likely you are to have voted Labour. But, you know, this is a serious majority.
Tim Marshall, founder of the whatsandthewhy.com, out of London.